final segment of the Gunsmith Show coming right up here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. It's the final one today.
Yeah, it's bittersweet, you know, because the show's almost over. But it's
okay. We'll come back again next week.
Yeah,
we'll do it all again.
Yeah, we'll do it again. New information, new cool stuff to talk about.
Every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We got to talk about some more 44 Magnums now from our sponsor of this segment, Williams Gunsight Company.
That's right. And Williams Gunsight opens 7 days a week on the range since 1926. So just think about that, 99 years. You can call them at 810-653-2131. They open up at 10 o'clock. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. So just think of that, 7 days a week of loving a great gun shop. Huge, 25,000 square feet. You can go to WilliamsGunsight.com right now and check out a lot of their used guns. Go to the used gun tab, and you can browse their whole site. You can see their sights they produce and make. But I have so much fun with the used gun site and then getting in there and checking out all the new stuff and the used stuff. It's a lot of fun. And I'm picking out 10 guns right now for a raffle. So I'm all excited about that. We're having a fun time doing that this week. And we'll finalize that this weekend. So we'll be having some news on that raffle coming up as soon as we get our license number. So glad to have you on board, and we're going to talk about some new and used guns, old and new, pieces that might be ordinary or extraordinary that are on the used gun website. And I decided this time that not to go with just Model 29s, but to go with 44 Magnums. And let's see what they have. Okay, so I started, of course, it's alphabetical. So the first one I come onto is the Colt Anaconda. It's a 6-inch Anaconda stainless steel revolver, 6-shot with a box, manual. Now, these Colts are beautiful. They're double action, single action, meaning you can cock them. You can cock the hammer and fire pinpoint accurately. They are beautiful guns. Or you can double action shoot them, meaning just keep pulling the trigger and it'll pull the hammer itself for you. So that's the difference between double action and single action. So they got one, the Colt Anaconda, 6-inch, $1,300 roughly. Okay, you go there, you make your deal. Now, the number two gun is Ruger Super Blackhawk. And I've had several of these with a 10.5-inch barrel. They are just a ton of fun and extremely accurate, powerful 44 Magnums. It's a revolver, 6-inch, single action. And with the box, and this is just a beautiful one with wood grips, $900. It is just beautiful. Another one, a Super Blackhawk with but it's the Beasley model. Now Beasley, what Beasley has is a larger grip, much larger grip to hold on to. Like even my hands fit on it, and I've got extra room. It's a 3¾-inch barreled version. This might be my old gun. I used to have one of these and I sold it, unfortunately. But it is beautiful. It's got a black laminated grip, but it's wood and, it comes with the box. And it's, $900 as well. You might like that one. It's got a few scratches on it, but I'm sure it's stainless steel, so you can always polish them out. Another Super Blackhawk they have is a 7.5-inch. So this is the number four gun. The 7.5-inch, which is like the Hunter model. It's a nice model. It's not too big. Of course, single shot, 6-shot, 44 Magnum. Beautiful gun. Again, wood grips, $750. So very, very nice selection of Rugers. And they have one more, but it's a different version. The Ruger Super Red Hawk. Now, this is one of the coolest 44 Magnums out there. It's called the Alaskan model. What it is, it's a beast of a gun, but it's only got a 2.5-inch barrel, and it weighs a ton. It's got a ton of metal on it because it's designed for shooting bears when you're real close, okay? You wear it when you're fishing in Alaska, or if you're
in the Yukon,
driving somewhere,
Yosemite.
You want to have a big, powerful gun, you know? It can be concealed. It is a big gun, but they are really cool, and they're refined. The Super Red Hawk in 44 Magnum, the Alaskan model, with rubber grips, because you want rubber grips on this gun. Basically, it's $1,050. They usually run about $1,350 new, so you're getting a little bit of a deal on it. You go make your deal, and maybe you want to trade in an old Model 29 Remington shotgun for it. Trade a 29 for something bigger and better. So $1,050, that's the number five gun. The number six gun, now we're getting into some Smith & Wessons. So they got a lot of 44 Magnums. That's why I said, boy, they got so many 44 Magnums and they use guns. You might as well go snatch one. Put it in layaway or get things started to get it. Wait for your tax money to come in. Smith & Wesson 629, stainless steel, 6.5-inch, beautiful gun. It's got a red dot sight on it. It's got rubber grips. It's got the box, and it's got the heavy barrel lug all the way underneath it. So this is like the Hunter model. $950. So that is quite a pistol. New, that gun would run you about $1,450. So that's a good price on a used one, and it looks beautiful. They got another model 29, 6-inch Hunter, again, heavy barrel. It's very sharp. This is the Stealth model. I've just got into one of these. These are really, really nice. The 629-6 Hunter version, 7.5-inch Stealth model. What that means is it's got a blackened finish. Stainless steel, but it's been blackened. It has the box and the manual, and these things run about $1,900 new. They got it for $1,500. You make your deal. I think you'd be happy with it. So there's lots to choose from. They actually have a couple of Glock, or they have one Glock 20 in there right now, which is a 10 millimeter too, but that's enough about that. There's used guns to choose from and thousands of new guns to look at Williams Gun Site. Get out there and check them out. Again, 10 to 6, 7 days a week. They're right on Lapeer Road, just before Irish, west of Irish Road. So I talked about that Ducks Unlimited tower shoot coming up. So go to my website and check that out. But I haven't mentioned in a little while is you got to mark your calendars for this one. The Lapeer County Sportsman's Club, which is about halfway between Imlay City and Lapeer. It's on North Lake George Road in Attica. Is having a gun show, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be there. It's on Saturday, May 10th from 9 to 3. Dave Kopp is the guy to call, 810-660-7741. You can even get tables if you want, if they have any left, $15 a table. But get out there to the Lapeer Sportsman's Club, and we'll see you out there on the 10th of May. So I'm looking
good opportunity to buy something nice for Mother's Day.
There you go, thinking again, Dano. That's good. I'm proud of you. And that, you know, all men should think that way.
Yeah.
But they don't. You know, I don't understand why men don't think about that. You know, it's like my wife says the last time I got her a gift, she said, "Oh, thank you. I needed a new nail gun." You know?
Did she like it?
Well, yeah.
She do a lot of nailing with it?
It didn't stay in her hand long.
Okay.
It actually took flight and hit me in the back because I was running away from her. But, you know.
Well, the point is,
it didn't shoot because you didn't used it to the air hose.
You used it to make nice things for her.
Oh yeah, I always try to buy useful tools that she can use, you know. And I'm always trying to pick out new guns for her, but she's never happy about the new guns. That's a picky thing. You gotta pick your own.
Kind of individual.
Yeah,
gotta pick your own.
Somehow for Father's Day, I always get like underwear, but if I was to buy her underwear for Mother's Day, I don't think it'd go over good. You know,
yeah,
she's
probably.
She's got to have something, you know, like, you know, I get socks and underwear. She gets, like, jewelry and gold. Well, my jewelry and gold is handguns or long guns. But she just never seems to comply. I think she forgot to read the rule book. I think so. Is it a rule book?
John, where are you going to be sleeping tonight?
I'm not sure.
On the couch?
Maybe the gun room. I don't know.
I hope you keep it nice. Do you have a nice sofa down there?
No, but I have been known to fall asleep down there.
Okay.
I prop myself up and, you know.
Kind of
lean into a corner full of ammunition and, you know how it goes.
We're just kidding.
Yeah, no, it's all good. Just being men on the gunsmith shows. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, listen, check them out. Leave comments, Facebook, Gunsmiths on Facebook.
Yeah, and you can please check out my Facebook page. I appreciate it. I shouldn't have to ask, but we got like 1,000 followers on there or something. I don't know. It's going good.
Yeah.
But we could always use more. And if you know somebody that should be on the show, by God, let us know. Send me an email, shooter@thegss.com. That's shooter at thegss.com.
And that's the website, thegss.com.
Exactly. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. Links to all the sponsors. And you can go back and listen to all the shows way back. There's a lot of them on there, years of them on there. I keep buying more storage because I need more storage on my website. And we're going to have some gear on there pretty soon, too. I got a guy working on that for me, giving me a for sale page so that I can have some Gunsmith Show shirts and hats and cups and all kinds of stuff on there. And we used to surprise people with good cigars and stuff and send them good cigars. Not everybody liked them, but that's okay.
But, you know, for those who do, they're available.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Gunsmith Show, this March 29th edition, right here on US 103.1. Mm. We're going to turn you back over to Ultimate Classic Rock
now. There you go.